Money Manager on Money FM 89.3.
In life, there are many uncertainties that may happen. As youths, we may not have the knowledge to cope or react to these uncertainties. We always hear about the word insurance, but what exactly is that and how many kinds of insurance are there? Today, Mr. Vince Koh, a relationship manager at Philip Capital, will share more about the different kinds of insurance plans available.
So the first category, protection plans, are generally to provide a lump sum payout to the insured if the insured events happens. For example, a personal accident insurance would cover the insured financially for injuries suffered in an accident. Now we move on to the next category, which is saving plans. For example, you set aside $300 per month for a total of 5 years premium term. And after another 5 years, the policy will mature in a lump sum. I think that you can actually set the period of the maturity of the saving plan.
With all these insurance plans, we must understand which would be relevant to ourselves and our lifestyle. We need to know how to prioritize our finances and make the most out of it.
Number one is buying sufficient insurance for their life stages. There are two advantages to buy insurance when you're young. We are in the pink of health in our youth as compared to when we are older. We can be fully insured by the insurance company for all conditions. Our premiums are low as well as the risk of claims is lower for the age group. The second point will be gaining investment experience. Investing early allows you to take advantage of compounded interest, which can snowball your money over time. So time in the market and having convictions in the companies or industry is important as it will keep you grounded and invested for the long term.
Just like purchasing anything that may be branded, you should only buy it if you can afford it. Vince shares that the same concept applies when purchasing an insurance plan.
One point to take note when buying insurance is about affordability. A rule of thumb is to make sure that the monthly insurance premiums do not exceed 20% of your monthly income. And I also like to share that insurance plans will actually lapse if we do not pay the premiums on time. You will lose both the insurance coverage and all the previous premiums that you have paid. Now, after getting the insurance plan in place to protect the foundation of your wealth, it is time to invest and grow your wealth for future objectives.
Just like how Warren Buffett once said, the most important investment you can make is in yourself.
Money Manager is a collaboration by the students of School of Business of Temasek Polytechnic and Money FM 89.3.